This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Tom Block. The cell, the basic building block of our bodies. For such a fundamental figure in our anatomy, there is still a lot to be learned about these microscopic marvels. A new grant from the National Institutes of Health could help clear up some of that mystery. Tim McGraw, an associate professor in Florida State University's College of Medicine, received a $1.2 million four-year grant to study one of the most important functions of a cell, division.
So what we're trying to understand is how centrosomes in cells, which organize these microtubules structures, how those proteins regulate the assembly of microtubules.
When a cell divides, centrosomes migrate to each pole of the cell and are the main centers for controlling microtubules. One of many functions of microtubules is to control the division of chromosomes, our basic DNA, when a cell splits.
We only know, I think, a part of the story. And our research is really basic research into understanding how the microtubules are regulated. And that will provide us with more information about understanding how to regulate, or possibly how cancer progresses.
McGraw believes a flaw in this process of cell division could be the key to understanding the behavior of cancer and other centrosome-based diseases.
So we have a mutant mouse model now. We've done a lot of our work in fruit flies, and it's been extremely instructive. And we've taken those ideas into the mouse to get closer to the human disease aspects. And we found that in our mutant mice that there are too many centrosomes, and that possibly wreaks havoc on the accurate segregation of chromosomes. And that phenomenon of chromosomal instability is really a hallmark of advanced cancer. And so there's a lot of interest in that area.
Centrosomes regulate more than proper cell division, though. For the last 10 to 15 years, a little hair hanging off the end of every cell seemed to most scientists about as useful as a chocolate teapot. But now, thanks in part to research by Tim McGraw, we know better.
And cilia, these little hairs, usually one on nearly every one of our cells, and it just sticks, it's just sitting there, not moving, not really doing anything that, although it really actually is doing quite a lot. Those have now emerged as really being affected in many diseases, human diseases, and are really key structures for regulating many of our organs.
Tim McGraw, who has been conducting the research alongside his wife and colleagues since 2003, says the grant could not have come at a better time.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. I feel like, you know, we really have some good momentum going into this next cycle of funding. This is a wonderful environment to do this. Everything we want to do, we can do here. And I just love being here. Yeah, it's a great place to do this research.
This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Tom Block. Florida State Headlines is a service of the Florida State University Communications Group. For all your Florida State news, log on to fsu.com.
Florida State Headlines is made possible in part by visittallahassee.com and the Tallahassee Convention and Visitors Bureau.